never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are working
for my good.
She's intentional. And he's never failing. All things are working
for my good.
He's intentional. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up. Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. Hey, my faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that he's intentional. Yes, he is. He's been doing it for a long time.
He's
been doing it for a long time.
Hey,
and I can give him the trust now. Cause I can give him the praise now.
He's
intentional. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. He's intentional, never failing. He's intentional, never failing. All things are working for my good cause he's intentional. I don't have to worry. It's working for me. Yes, it's working for me. And I believe it's working for me because I can smile again. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Come on, y'all. He's intentional. He intentionally allowed us to see another day, another opportunity to lift up his name, to magnify him, to glorify him, to encourage one another. He's intentional. He's intentional in what he does. He's intentional in his love for us. He is intentional, never failing. My faith is rising. Why? Why? Because it's working for me. And although I can't see everything right now, I can't see how he's doing it, I know it's working for me. I know that he's intentional. He's been doing it for a long time. Yes, all I have, all I know, who I am, is because of his intentionality in his creation of Bridget Floyd, Bridget Sanders. He's intentional in his creation and how he created you. Amen. He is intentional, never failing. What a great God that we serve. What a mighty God that we serve. And so I'm going to invite you to just take 30 seconds before we begin to ask and before we begin to do anything. I'm going to invite you to 30 seconds of just magnifying the Lord, letting him know that you're grateful that he intentionally awakened you on this morning. morning.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes
to come on this morning. Allow me just to remind us this week, this month, that we're postured in prayer. Postured in prayer. What happens when we stay positioned before God? Yesterday we prayed, draw me nearer. We heard the song, draw me nearer. We ask for proximity. We ask for closeness. We ask to come higher. James, I believe 4:8 was our reference scripture on yesterday. Draw me close. We talked about being drawn close to God. Amen. Draw me close. Never let me go. I lay it all down again just to hear you say that I'm your friend. And so today, yesterday we asked for proximity. We asked for closeness. We asked to basically come higher, right? Amen. But today, this is what we must understand, y'all. When God draws you nearer, when he draws us nearer, he doesn't just change our location. He changes our perspective. Yes, he changes our perspective. Closeness produces clarity. We cannot get close to God and keep thinking the way we have been thinking. We cannot get close to God and keep thinking small. We cannot get close to God and keep looking at life or interpreting life, if you will, through lenses that are not productive, through lenses that are unhealthy, through lenses such as fear and doubt. We cannot get close to God and interpret life on those terms. Wow. Yes, he challenges us in our thinking, in our actions, right? So again, think about this. Yesterday was about, if we're talking about draw me nearer, it was about proximity. Today, y'all, is simply about perspective. And our reference today is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. And Ruby would go there, but it tells us to set our minds on things above, right? That means that what we asked for yesterday now demands a shift today. If he draw you nearer, you now have a higher vantage point, right? And from that higher place, check this out, if God draws us nearer, guess what? That's a great place to be, right? So we have a different vantage point. We see him from a different lens, right? And from that higher place, we begin to see what we couldn't see before. Come on, somebody. We should begin to see what we didn't see before. So, right, so that disappointment, intentional. That delay, intentional. We start seeing things a little different, right? That pruning that we're going through where he's cutting and shaping and making and molding us, we're uncomfortable. That's intentional. When he's redirecting us, saying, hey, no, Bridget, you don't need to go this way. You need to do this. You need to go that way. No, you don't need to participate in that. I need you to have your attention focused here. That's that redirection. It's intentional. And know this, that when we are far away, life may feel like just random stuff. We may not feel like there's direction or there's purpose to it, or we may not understand it with clarity. But when we are drawn nearer, we begin to realize that nothing is wasted. Even when we don't understand, we begin to understand. We accept that this is not random. Guess what? I'm living a life. My heart is poised to him. I've said yes to him. If I believe he's leading me directly, me, I know that he's intentional. So yesterday we prayed for closeness. Today we walk in the confidence. Because when our hearts are near his heart, We start to trust his hand. We start to trust what he is doing. We start to trust what he is saying. Amen. We begin to trust it with a different perspective, a different lens. Amen. We start to understand better that he is not reacting to our life because he has already authored our life. Come on. So now as we move forward, we don't just sing that he's intentional. We declare it, y'all, from a higher place, a higher perspective, a higher place of seeing and hearing and understanding and trusting. We set our minds above all the noise, above all the stuff, all the frustration, all the disappointments. We set our minds, we take control of how we're seeing those things, how we're thinking about those things, right? We set our minds above the frustration, above the uncertainty, above the earthly realm. We begin to look at it from a spiritual perspective, and that takes work, that takes discipline, y'all. When those things come at us, we have to have the tenacity and the wherewith and the desire to want to desire to see it differently. What we do in that case, instead of choosing what we see from an earthly perspective, from our natural realm, if you will, we choose to see it from heaven's perspective. In other words, heaven's interpretation of it. Proximity produces perspective. And perspective, y'all, changes everything. You know, we've heard about paradigm shift, and when we begin to shift how we see things, how we view things, how we think about things, it starts in our mind. So we have to be intentional in shifting and making a decision. I am not going to look at this from a negative perspective. I am not going to see my sister as cuckoo as she may want to be, right? I must choose to see her through the lens of how God sees her as his fearfully and wonderfully created masterpiece, uniquely created in the image that he has called her to be in. Yes, she's cuckoo in our natural sense, but she is yet God's daughter. So I have to choose a higher perspective. Amen. 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 This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Being postured in prayer, y'all, means this. That prayer is our first response, not our last resort. Amen. That our heart stays inclined toward God. We seek alignment before action, and we prioritize, listen to this, y'all, presence over performance. We're not performing in this thing called life. So much performance is going on, but y'all, our hearts should be about presence, being with him. Focusing on what happens internally. When we focus on what's happening internally, when we remain positioned before God, our perspective shifts, our heart softens, our decisions align, our strength is renewed, our life becomes anchored. Again, when we are postured in prayer, our perspective shifts, that's today. Our heart softens tomorrow. Next, your decisions align, and then your strength is renewed, your life becomes anchored. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Thank
glory.
You, Father.
Glory yeah. to the Almighty God.
Glory, yes,
who is
Lord.
Worthy to be praised this morning. Who is causing us to hear what thus saith the Lord has to say unto them. Father, I ask that you will open up our hearts to receive your word.
Jesus.
Father, we need to know how in this here season, in this here time,
come on,
oh, Lord God, to stand before your presence. In Jesus' name. The theme is posture in prayer, yes. What happens when you stay positioned before God? Your perspective changes, like Minister Bridget had already said, shifting from panic to peace.
Come on.
In the scripture, as she had read, Colossians 3:2, and set your affection on things in heaven and not the things on this earth. Amen. To God be the glory. Your thoughts. What should you be thinking when things are happening around you.
Come on, come on.
The enemy don't want you to think on the things in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See, by using your faith as according to the word of God in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it tells us that we've got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, mm-hmm.
We should be thinking on the things in heaven and not the things on this earth. Bridget just spoke that.
Mm.
Why? I'm glad you asked that. Because when you are postured in prayer, on your face before God,
Jesus.
On your bended knees,
Jesus.
Calling out Jesus' name, guess what? He hears our cry, and he will answer you.
Ooh.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And when we would stop reacting emotionally, get out of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and start responding spiritually, saying what? What the word says. What Jesus been teaching us all the time, because prayer lifts our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It will cause you, us to see from heaven's lens, not just earthly limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Bridget has been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hear. Seeing in heaven, there's no limitation.
Come on.
It's all in the hand. It's all in his hands. Peace, prosperity, healing, deliverance, salvation. Guess what? The fruits of the Spirit is how we should be looking like. Today, what report are you going to believe? Can you say it with me? I am going to believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we're not going to listen to the enemy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are positioning ourselves for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So let us pray right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming before your throne right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves in the right position before you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, align our hearts, minds, and body with you.
Mm-hmm.
Position us to hear, to receive, and to respond to your voice. For Father, help us to not to just to be a hearer only, but help us to be a doer. As we apply the word to our everyday situations or circumstances that we come in contact with, Father, let our posture reflect humility, authority, and faith, knowing that it will shape us into the vessel ready for your presence and your power. I receive that. As we come before you, Father, draw us closer to you in this season by humbling ourselves as we surrender our all in all to you. As we are standing in authority as soldiers in the army of the Lord. We come, Father, engaging our whole being in prayer. We come shifting our mindset from everyday's life. Father, we express what words can't even. And then, Father, we thank you for breaking spiritual heaviness through physical obedience. Father, as we enter deeper into intimacy with you,
God. Come on, Jesus.
Drawing us closer and closer to you, know that sometimes our body leads our spirit, and knowing that sometimes our spirit leads our body. But we know both of them matters, Father, and we thank you for the alignment, the authority, the expectation, the surrendering, the focus, and the for purity, knowing that this is the posture position that opens gates, strengthens intercession, and invites breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rata. Glory to God. Father, as we continue to express how to shape our posture by standing with our hands lifted up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our face bowed to the floor. And walking in the movement, the moment, movement in the spirit and lying prostrate in total surrender. Deeper deeper worship, brokenness before you. God, all in the name of Jesus, that each one of these postures can shift the atmosphere of our prayer life as we stand before you, for you physically posture, emotionally posture, and spiritual posture. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He hears our cries, what I heard, that we're challenged to stop acting emotionally and respond spiritually. And the question was asked, whose report will we believe? If we say we believe the report of the Lord, then that means our perspective must change on how we see some things and how we respond to some things, because we're moving, I heard, from panic to peace, from panic to peace. And so today we must make a conscious decision that we will set our mind above those things that would keep us in places and spaces we do not need to be, right? Because when our perspective changes, y'all, our posture changes. And when our posture changes, our prayers change. And when our prayers change, our outcomes change. One more time. When our perspective changes, our posture will change. And when our posture changes, our prayers change. And when our prayers change, our outcomes change. So the question is, do you need an outcome change? Do you need things to look different in your life? If there are areas in your life that you need to look different, let's take it back to the top. When our perspective changes, our posture changes. And when that posture changes, how we pray, what we pray, our prayer changes. And when that prayer changes, the outcome changes. So we're not taking one over the other, because there's a process. There is an order. There is an order to everything. That God is a God of, the Bible says that God is a God of order. Amen. So there is an order. So what areas in our life is out of order that is hindering or preventing us from being in the place where we know God has God desires for us to be? Amen. What area is out of order? When your perspective change, your posture change. When your posture change, your prayer change. When your prayer changes, your outcome changes. So ladies, gentlemen, lift your head. Your view is shifting. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We continue to rejoice and give him praise, amen, for calling us to a place of being properly postured in prayer, amen, being properly postured in prayer. We are learning how to live positioned. Our church theme this year is transformation. We're learning how to live positioned, allowing God to transform us into the spaces and places, and to the men and women of God that God has created us to be. So when your posture is off, you feel off, you feel the strain. When your posture is aligned, there is strength there is strength. So I pray your strength in the Lord on today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Your perspective shifts when you're postured in prayer. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I praise God this morning.
Pastor Willie, good morning.
Really, really, the Lord has inspired you with your prayer message, because I was thinking, Lord, are you sure you did this for me? you want me to be at this particular place? You gave me that assurance. You know, I know what God spoke in my heart. I'm just cold. You know, I'm thinking, well, I really want to kind of ease back a little bit and then just enjoy being an evangelist. Mm-hmm. But that's not what he said. And I also thank God that baby Riley is doing well.
Wonderful.
I thank God that her mother of six children, we had a brief talk last night, but for the first time, she hugged me with the tears of love.
Oh, wow.
So
Amen.
God is working. You know, prayer is working in our home and in my life. And I don't want to mess it up by trying to question if
Amen.
I should
Amen.
Get into an easier bed, you know.
Amen. Amen.
This was right on spot. I just thank
Amen.
God so much for who he is in my life and in your life and the people on this line.
Amen.
And that's all I need to say this morning.
Amen. Good. Thank God. Thank God for you, Pastor Willie. I thank God for the strength and the restoration that I'm hearing, that we're sensing, and what God is doing in your life. Amen. I thank God that you are a living witness and testimony to the goodness of our Lord. To God be the glory. Thank God for baby Riley and what he's doing in that mom's life. Amen. Somebody text me. I think it was my sister this morning. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Amen. And so hold on to that, because guess what? God yet have work for you to do. God yet have work for you to do. So walk in those spaces boldly, confidently, strengthened, knowing that there is someone there whose life that you are to touch and impact for his kingdom, for his glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Anyone else this morning? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Annette.
This is Annette.
Good morning, love. How are you?
I am just wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I just want to give a praise report to the glory of God. He's so faithful. I stepped out of my own self, and I started walking, really allowing God to just lead me. I was in a space where I was doing something for myself, and it was a gift for me to continue in this space. God opened up a door that was better than the debt and offered more. That's God.
Jesus.
That was God. But I had to get out of my own head. I had to transform. I had to align. I had to go through the formation. And I just had to just give all of me to God to say yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
So like your text message that you got this morning, eyes have not seen or ears have heard what the Lord has in store for each and every one of us. Because if he does it for little old me, there is no limit to what God can do. And I just thank him on this morning.
Amen. To God be the glory. Did y'all hear that? There is no limit to what God can do. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Just continue to walk it out, sis. Walk it out. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I am Sister Carmen Buchanan, and I was invited by Pastor Willie Floyd
Amen.
To come on this prayer line. And
Amen.
It's a blessing every time I come. This morning, I have a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I called in, I had checked in. I'm a great grandmother for the first time.
Amen.
And I checked in. I checked in on the mother late last night.
Mm-hmm.
This morning before I called, she's having chills, hot and cold chills, and body aches.
Okay.
She's also not resting well. So her name is Starla Briggs, and if I could put her on the prayer request
Absolutely.
For prayer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for joining us and being part. Amen. Ruby will cover her in prayer in a moment. Amen. You say Starla Briggs or Griggs?
Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S,
We got, okay, amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Anyone else this morning? Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Ruby, will you cover us in prayer, please?
God be the glory. Father, we are so thankful and grateful. Lord God, I'm just tickle pink, Father, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you are in the healing business. You are releasing miracles on today in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're the God that sits high, but you look low. You see exactly what the prayer request was mentioned, Lord God, about the sister Bridget. Starlet, Father, that is uncomfortable right about now. That the enemy is attacking her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we know that your word says, and when we stand on the word together,
Come on
the word together in the name of Jesus, as the word says, when two or three, Mother, we are standing in agreement with you for Starla Bridge in the name of Jesus, that the word of the Lord says, by the stripes of
Jesus Christ,
he's already healed. And we decree and declare that the work of the miracle would take place in her life right now.
Come on.
Speak to her right now, her body, in the name of Jesus.
Line up
with the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Whatever chill, sickness, or diseases, or anything that's trying to, that's hindering her, stopping her, delaying the process, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree
that
the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it adds
no sorrow,
because we stand on the word of the Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And why I have the call, why I'm on now.
Come on.
I just want to testify and say that February the 4th was my birthday. I celebrate the whole entire month. Last week I asked the Lord, I said, okay, Holy Ghost, what am I going to do for the last Saturday of the month? Well, he led me to going to evangelist. I go to evangelist meetings every Saturday. And this Saturday, last Saturday, we went out to the nursing home. Tell me that the cloud of anointing rests in that place, that we prayed, spoke the word, and people got up out of their wheelchairs, wasn't able to stand before, but they had a heart desire to be able to get up out of that chair. They claiming and believing to get up, to walk, and that they can go home.
Come on.
They got up as we prayed for them and we told them, now let's do what you couldn't do before.
Come on.
And tell me that God did not move in that place.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And they accepted Jesus Christ. They gave their testimony. I'm telling you, the blessings of the Lord. And don't think that the enemy ain't attacking me. But you know what? He can't touch this.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because I am covered by the blood of Jesus
Christ.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever the enemy meant for bad, God turning it all around.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I desire to live for Jesus.
Jesus.
And to do what he tells me to do.
Say that thing. Say it. Say it.
God be the glory. Miracles are still happening.
Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. We cover Ruby, Father. We thank you for her heart of serve unto you. We thank you that her life is postured, positioned, and poured out to you. God, will you just continue to cover her, anoint her afresh in this season, Father. God, that's your maidservant. You created her. You chose her. You called her. So, Father, we thank you for the work that's in her that you've entrusted to her hands. And, Father, in this season, she will go forth like never before, unhindered, unmoved by the tactics of the enemy, because greater is you that is in her than anything that this world can throw at her. So, God, we thank you for covering her with your blood in the name of Jesus. And all those that's called to serve alongside her, God, thank you for extending that covering to them, because proximity can sometimes attract the enemy. So God, those that are assigned to walk alongside her, God, we thank you that you're covering them as well in the name of Jesus. God, we also thank you this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost, we thank you for Sister Gunn, and we thank you for Janet. We thank you for Denise, God. We thank you that you're covering Carla. You're covering Carmen. You're covering Pastor Willie. You're covering Sandra. You're covering Dr. Poindexter. You're covering Dr. Jackie. You're covering Ricky. You're covering Bernita. You're covering Debbie. And Father, as Debbie is there with her sister in the transition of her sister, God, we pray that you will continue to allow your light to shine through her, that she will be a living witness and testimony of what it is to serve you, of what it is to have a relationship with you, that even in the midst, oh God, of grieving, in the midst of the pain of losing her sister, that God, she has something deep on the inside of her, because it says that we grieve not as the world. So God, we thank you that you have strategically positioned her to be a light in the midst of this season. God, will you strengthen her all the more? God, give her what she needs to walk through this season, oh God. And God, let her know that you're right there. Remind her, because she knows, remind her that she is not by herself, because you would never leave her nor forsake her. God, thank you for Debbie and the place and the space that you've assigned her in this season. God, I thank you that as she comes back, prepares to come back home after the service, God, that you begin to speak to her clearly, oh God, in what it is for her next. God, position her to hear from you like never before in this next season. God, we thank you this morning that you are covering Janann, that you are covering Angie, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, that you are covering Sister Wagner, that you are covering Rita, and that you are covering Jaron and Andrea this morning. God, you are covering Glenda, you are covering Tiffany, you are covering Christy, amen, in the name of Jesus. You are covering Mary, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank that you continue to cover my husband as he covered this household. God, I thank you that you are covering Fleet, in the name of Jesus. You are covering Natalie this morning, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her, God. Give her wisdom in all her dealings, God, in the name of Jesus. Grant her wisdom from on high, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Ciola, that you're covering her. God, thank you that you're covering Kaya as she continues to move forward in you, as she continues to let her light shine, in the name of Jesus. God, you're covering Connery on this morning. God, bless that young woman like never before, in the name of Jesus. Continue to draw her near you, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to download her creativity activity, oh God. Continue to manifest yourself in her and through her so that this world could be impacted by the gifts that you have trusted in with her with, God. Continue to cover Annette, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to work in her life. Continue to allow your light to shine through her that she may attract others to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you that you're covering Diane Carter this morning. You're covering Diane Wasu on this morning. God, thank you that you're covering Daphne this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, as you cover Alnita, as you cover Lisa, as you cover Tally, as you cover Rolanda, as you cover Angela, as you continue to cover Ruby and touch her life, as you continue to cover Antoinette, as you continue to cover Shrenee, as you cover Destiny, as you cover Sharon, as you cover Sharon Johnson, as you cover Brandy, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you continue to cover my pastor, giving him strength, giving him wisdom, giving him knowledge. God, but you're calling him to a place of pause that he may sit in the space that you desire him to sit in with you, God. God, we bind every distraction on his life. We bind everything on his life that's not of you. Father, we call for that you would divinely disrupt it, interrupt it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, disrupt it. If it's not of you, God, disrupt it in the name of Jesus so that he may walk purposefully, intentionally, even more powerful, oh God, in that which you have entrusted in his hands. God, he is your priest. So God, we cover the priest. We cover the man of God on this morning in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, the anointing is on his life. Continue to manifest yourself in him and through him. But God, call him to rest. Help him understand that, yes, rest is of you, God. Rest, sir, in the name of Jesus. Every wireless caller on this platform, every anonymous caller on this platform, we pray the blessings of the Lord on you, that he will cover you like never before. It's over 50 of us on this platform this morning. To God be the glory. I pray the blessing of the Lord on you. It says the blessings of the Lord maketh one rich and addeth no sorrow. That's what the word says. So I pray blessings on you today as you go about your day. May you be a living witness and testimony of the goodness of God. No matter what's going on in your life, he's calling us to be a witness and testimony to someone else. While we may think it's hard or challenging, but there's someone else out there who yet needs what he's entrusted you with. So will you be a blessing to someone today? Buy someone's lunch. Okay, you don't have the extra funds today. Shake their hand, smile, and tell them that they are loved, that they are thought of, that they're valuable. There's something that we can do to be a blessing to someone else. As your perspective shifts, you recognize that it's not about you, but it's about the God that's in you, that you may be a blessing to someone else along the way. God is intentional, and he will intentionally put people in your space today that you are to be a blessing to. He's intentional. So I pray that you are intentional as you go about your day. Until we meet again, may you be intentional in your serve today.
working for me, yeah. It's working for me, yeah. And I believe it's working for me. I can smile again and